The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Simon Marks is here, LBC's Washington correspondent, to talk about a really sort of striking spat, very public spat between China and American representatives. Simon.
Very much so, Sheila. I mean, this is the first high-level face-to-face meeting between Chinese and American officials since President Biden was sworn in and moved into the Oval Office. It's taking place in Anchorage, Alaska, at America's insistence. It's happening on U.S. soil, and it's taking place off the back of a visit to Asia by America's Secretary of State Antony Blinken and new Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. They were both in Japan and South Korea earlier this week, deliberately holding those meetings with America's allies in the region before sitting down with the Chinese for face-to-face talks in Alaska. As you know, under the Trump administration and, frankly, in the latter stages of the Obama administration as well, the relationship between Washington and Beijing took a bit of a nosedive. But I don't think any of us were expecting the extraordinary public standoff that took place in very, very chilly Anchorage, Alaska last night. Minus 15 degrees Celsius, the temperature outside the room. It wasn't much warmer inside the room after Secretary of State Antony Blinken read out a laundry list of concerns that he says the United States has with China.
We'll also discuss our deep concerns with actions by China, including in Xinjiang, Hong Kong, Taiwan, cyber attacks on the United States, economic coercion toward our allies. I said that the United States relationship with China will be competitive where it should be, collaborative where it can be, adversarial where it must be.
Well, the Chinese didn't like that one bit. And instead of speaking for the allotted 2 minutes that had been previously agreed ahead of the meeting, the top Chinese foreign policy official, Jiang Zhichu, extemporized for 15 minutes and took the United States to the woodshed.
Well, I think we thought too well of the United States. We thought that the U.S. side will follow the necessary diplomatic protocols. So for China, it was necessary that we make our position clear. So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
He absolutely derided the idea that the Biden administration is speaking not only on its own behalf, but on behalf of other powers, allies, and partners in the region, said that the United States is not the arbiter of international public opinion. He said that when the United States argues in favor of a rules-based global democratic system. In fact, what it's trying to do is set up a straw man to compete with the United Nations on the world stage. Throughout, his body language was antagonistic towards Secretary of State Antony Blinken. When Mr. Yang finished, Antony Blinken came back and said, well, that's not how we see things at all, and it's not what I've been hearing while I've been on the road in Asia.
And when he said that the Chinese representative there, when he said you know, you're in no position to speak from a position of strength. There was a heavy dollop of my dad's bigger than your dad about that, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah. But I mean, and also, I mean, articulating the view that how can the United States present itself on the world stage as the bastion and beacon of democracy when millions of people in the United States have no faith in their own country's democracy? Mm. A very clear reference there to the millions of Americans who believe the last presidential election was rigged. He also cited the Black Lives Matter movement as evidence that the United States had human rights issues to deal with, he suggested. Of course, he didn't make any mention whatsoever of the genocide that the United States argues China is perpetuating in the region of Xinjiang against the Uyghur Muslims. But this was a very clear indication that a page has turned, that on the global stage, the Chinese, aware as they are that by 2028 they'll be presiding over the world's largest economy, surpassing America's economy by that year, economists predict, that the Chinese are just not going to listen any longer to the remonstrations that the United States makes. Now, you know, one can argue that they're overplaying their hand in that regard, and certainly the Secretary of State had successful meetings this week with the Japanese, with the South Koreans. There's been outreach to the Australians. We saw Boris Johnson this week announcing in London a repointing of British foreign policy in the direction of the Asia Pacific in a bid also to join the United States in confronting China. But it's also worth making the point, Sheila, that this was the same week when the Russians withdrew their ambassador to Washington for consultations, suggesting that they were furious that President Biden had told a television interviewer that he believes that Vladimir Putin is a killer. And so both the Russians and the Chinese this week have been flexing their muscles and really challenging this notion that President Biden is presenting, that America is back and all is suddenly right in the world of international diplomacy, because once again America's allies can count on the White House to be there for them. Well, coming off the back of 4 years of Donald Trump's isolationism, and many years before that of squandered American leadership, many would argue that Barack Obama squandered American leadership during his 8 years in office, certainly America's strategic competitors, China and Russia, are absolutely challenging the U.S. notion of primacy on the world stage.
Thanks very much, Simon. Great to talk to you again. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.